Okay, 13 hours. Is that supposed to mean how long it felt this movie was?
I think so. You know, this is the only Michael Bay movie where I nodded off during. And it was during an action scene, and I woke up, and it was during another action scene, thinking it was the exact same scene.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what was going on, because it got a little chaotic. I figure you just fell asleep on the other controller.
Yeah.
Alternate title was, I survived a Benghazi assault, and all I got was this flesh wound.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why Chuck didn't just kick in his super secret spy powers. Yeah, this is actually called 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, or has been dubbed Bay-Ghazi, because you get Michael Bay to direct a very recent and still politically hot-button drama about an actual event.
Because he gives no fucks.
You go, wait, why is this happening? This made me kind of feel like there should be a law against, like, less than a decade doing a dramatic reenactment movie of events of like where people died.
Yeah, too
or
soon.
Maybe half a
too
decade.
Soon.
Yeah. And not to mention, I mean, like, you say whatever else you want about this film, but there's no question that this is a saber rattling, manipulative, you know, like, film about this hot button topic to get people, like, angry at both ISIS and everyone in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
You know, the fact that every single person in this film, except for the mercenary grunts, strangely enough, very specifically, because regular soldiers are viewed as kind of incompetent too, but everybody else is either viewed as incompetent or dumb or is a bad guy.
Yep.
Like, clearly offensive of which is the female character in here. By the way, this would not pass the Bechdel test.
Yeah.
Who is supposed to be, you know, is the, over there working for the CIA, trying to set up something. It's never made entirely clear. Mm-hmm. And the only time she's viewed as anything but, like, a completely wrong, angry, cold bitch is when suddenly she turns into a caregiver type person towards the end.
Yeah.
And which is Bay's way of saying, see, that's what women are good at, backing up the men.
They even tell her to stop talking during the film.
Yeah.
Well, I think that probably we should start with that this film is about when in Benghazi, shortly following the revolution, everything fell apart, ISIS militants took over, and there were also a lot of warring gang factions.
Yeah.
At the time.
This is when Ambassador Christopher Stevens was killed. He was ambassador to Libya.
Mm-hmm. On behalf of the U.S.
Yeah.
Who came over there in a less than prepared situation. Maybe for the right reasons, but for a less than... It felt like the U.S. wasn't really aware of how bad things were over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you kind of... You get the feeling of how different a movie this is going to be than something like, say, Zero Dark Thirty, which was, like, very procedural and kind of took you through the process of what it, you know, of the operation to catch bin Laden, whereas this, it literally gives you all the exposition in text in the beginning of the movie, and then it's like, let's get to the action.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, sort of. It does spend about an hour going, here's a bunch of grunts telling jokes and saying vaguely sexist things to each other.
Yeah.
Rubbing their dicks on stuff.
Yeah, rubbing their dicks on stuff. Yeah. That was part of the problem with the movie that I had, is that it took so long to get to something actually happening. So much of it is like, look how terrible this situation is. Of course something horrible is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then video games.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, even the action, though, at first it's like, oh, this is great. But after a while, it's so repetitive. And it just, like I said, I fell asleep during an action scene and woke up during another action scene. So.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I still think Bay knows how to film an action scene,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't terribly invested in the story because you can't watch us and not think Bay just made another action film and really arrogantly pasted it around Benghazi. It's got all these action movie cliches all through it, like old Bay cliches that he's used over and over again.
It's the American flag.
And it's just... I mean, even the slow motion shot of Muslims firing machine guns into the American flag. I was you're fucking kidding me.
Yeah. It's almost, I mean, it's like if this weren't If this were purely fiction and not based on a true story, I'd like it more. And it's probably why I like... I mean, I'm always going to give Michael Bay a chance because I love the Bad Boys movies. Bad Boys 2 is one of my favorite movies ever to just sit down and watch. I have a lot of fun with. And it's because it's pure fiction, just nothing but pure fun. And he's... Yeah, you wouldn't think that Michael Bay has any kind of political agenda in the back of his mind, but he clearly does. And so... And all that is at the forefront of 13 Hours.
He did, towards the end, give little... Okay, I'm going to try and pretend like I wasn't trying to manipulate your emotions this whole time in a certain very jingoistic and generalized way. But overall, this just... I mean, it's 2.5 hours of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ashley, you've been very quiet.
Yeah, I mean... You know, it's not that the movie was inherently... poorly done. I just have to agree with one of the first things that came up, which is just that it was too soon. Like, I really feel like when people are still living through this and we're still trying to sort through this, and it's one of the biggest, it's related to one of the biggest human rights issues since the Second World War. Anything short of really a documentary that's trying to shed light on this or give a new angle or try to progress the dialogue in a positive fashion, I just have a hard time with. And I love beards. And there were a lot of dudes with beards in this, but...
It's not a matter of whether or not the beards were good or bad.
Oh, I didn't mean in that sense. I meant all the American troops, they all have, like, beards and they're big, burly dudes. Oh, okay, yeah. No. And so, you know, if they were just hunting Predator, then I think that that would have been different. It would have been a bunch of burly dudes with beards hunting Predator. But,
right,
This is still a really active issue, and so I just... Ballsy, Michael Bay, and I gotta say no.
Irresponsible. Yeah.
It does feel irresponsible.
A film that is clearly, like I said, a saber rattler. About something that's still really being its repercussions are still being felt. Right,
especially since, like, I think any filmmaker should learn lessons from American Sniper, in that all American Sniper did in, like, the Midwest or anybody who's ignorant of the issues is just exacerbate the fear that people have of Muslims and think anybody from the Middle East is a terrorist. And it's like, no, that's not true. And yeah, and it, people are going to come to see this movie not completely ignorant of the fact that real people died. And they're going to see really, admittedly, awesome action scenes. And they're just going to go, fuck yeah, America, kill all the Muslims. And it's like, that's not really what's going on. It's deeper than that.
I mean, I will give him that he at least tried to show that there were some Muslims that were coming in to try and help, and that there were the text scroll at the end is like tons of Muslims showed up to say that was fucked up.
One tiny glimpse of a Muslim holding up a sign saying "I'm sorry, America, not all like this."
Right,
but at the same time,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but okay, we do have in Michael Bay's mind, we have a good Muslim character, but they turn him into a joke.
He's kind of incompetent.
Yeah,
until once again he decides to just obey everything
the beard guys are saying. And that's the other thing too, like, and you know, obviously these were real people. I had trouble telling which characters was which because they all looked the same.
I had the same problem, and it reminds me, like in I always bring this up, but is it like Saw 5 where three of the dudes, maybe four, are all about 6 foot, dusty brown hair, brown eyes, white guys. There's a black dude and a woman. The black dude and the woman are cool. We know they're good. But one of those three white dudes in the grainy dark shot is a killer, and the other two are good guys. Yeah. And I never knew what to think. And I really felt the same way with this movie. I was like, which one is that?
I only knew that, like, the guy from Chuck was playing one of them, so I knew John Krasinski.
John Krasinski from The Office.
The Office, not Chuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said Chuck earlier. He's from The Office. Mm-hmm. I knew that guy.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's that dude. He's had... You know, they said, hey, we get to know the most about him. He and Pam, they have like 6 kids or something now, you know.
Well, and I think...
She can't order properly at a McDonald's, apparently. I don't know what's going on there.
It's too much pressure.
That was weird. Just ask for fucking Happy Meals.
Well, and like, not to harp too much on an issue I already talked about, but, I mean, for... What was this movie? 2 hours? 2.5 hours?
144 minutes.
Exactly 7 hours. It was like 7 hours long.
Way too long.
To not even touch on how we got in that situation, like, obviously I'm not an expert in Middle Eastern policy and current events, but my understanding is that the revolution that the Libyan people launched to overthrow this dictator was like a huge endeavor and victory for, like, in a way. And so not even to kind of...
For, like, all the people in that country, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. Like, to not even kind of touch on that, and then to have one of the American grunt guys be like, I'm just in a situation I don't understand. I don't know, it just... It
well, that's
seemed...
the audience who they're trying to appeal to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't understand, oh. But we know these guys are American guys, they're funny... Vaguely sexist, and they're fighting Muslims. And,
well, and I don't, know, and I don't understand that situation either. But good lord, like, try a little, like maybe a couple more lines of scrolling text. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you.
Have them break the fourth wall in like The Big Short. Yeah. Every once in a while, John Krasinski just does one of those in-camera interview moments. Like, I don't, I didn't understand.
Well, not one of the because they're in there with like something like 24 CIA agents. So yes. Not one of these intelligence people could say, hey, let's remember that we're here in a country to X, Y, or Z, like to kind of explain a little
it's
how we got here.
This movie's biggest point is right now is to, and I'm just, I there's no other way to look at it, is to make people side with people who say the Benghazi was all the Democrats' fault. Look, Obama and everybody, they did it because every opportunity they show, everybody who works for our government is incompetent and uncaring and uninvolved. Every opportunity. I mean, just constantly over and over and over again. I mean, that is clearly what this film was made for right before the election.
Hillary Clinton, she was Secretary of State during this, and this is what really ended her.
Well, to be fair, she was probably at a McDonald's unable to order properly with her six kids screaming in the back.
Chelsea was in the back.
Yeah, it's very convenient that this movie comes out right in the middle of the election, gearing up towards the election.
Yeah, agreed.
So, agreed. Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, it's just everything about it is a little too smug about it. What the whole reason for getting made in the first place. And it's not that I think Bay is a bad director. I don't think he really is. He just wouldn't know a good script if it came up and kicked him in the nuts anymore. He's been lucky when he's gotten a good script in his career.
I think this is the most he tries to play it straight. Like, it's, you know, this isn't Transformers, it's not Bad Boys, it's not Pain and Gain. Like, he's trying to be serious, but it's a little misguided, and or maybe not misguided if he's got his own agenda, but it's just...
It definitely feels agenda incentivized. Like, I mean, I would not be surprised if the reason it got made is because someone came up and said, would you be interested in making a movie about Benghazi? He's like, well, I don't know. Is anybody interested? Bag of money. Like, okay.
Because I'd imagine that conversation going a lot like, who's Benghazi?
Benghazi, what is he, some action guy I don't know about?
Yeah.
Not putting no Muslims in my movies. Yeah. No, Benghazi is not a Muslim action star. It's okay.
Which Transformer was he?
Which Transformer? Let's go to final thoughts. Herman?
I didn't care for the film. I think, you know, even though it's Michael Bay trying to be serious, or maybe he's not, like you said, it's probably with an agenda. I think when he had the movie coming out right in the middle of the election, I think that was done on purpose. And it just kind of appeals to that his audience, the same audience that likes the Transformers movies. It's that easy kind of film to watch, and even though it's about a really hot button issue, I just think it wasn't very done seriously or in good taste. The action scenes, while I think a lot of them are good, there's just so many that after a while it's like, okay, which part of the film did that take place? And like, I couldn't remember. Like, again, I nodded off during one part of the movie. I think I give this 5 out of 10 RPGs.
Ashley?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to kick a dead horse. The movie in and of itself, from like a technical standpoint, I think it was fine. It ran long. Hmm. I guess just at the end of the day, it's just too soon. It's just, I think, in really poor taste. I don't think that this is what anybody needs right now. And I don't want to go so far as to say somebody has an agenda, because I suppose I don't know. But if he doesn't, he walked blindly, I think, into something that didn't really need to be stumbled around in. And I'm not, you know, trying to say that I would know more about this topic than any other average moviegoer American, but it just seems difficult to think that somebody at the studio, one of the screenwriters, nobody kind of stopped to say, hey guys, is this the right time for a film like this?
Right.
So, I mean, other than that, yeah, I mean, it you could go home and you could play Fallout instead, and it would look about the same, and you could probably do it with a clear conscience, because those are just, you know, robots.
And super mutants.
And super mutants. Mm-hmm. And no harm in that, you know. Set back up the Minutemen and leave this one alone. I don't know. I'm going to give it 4 out of 10. Really, guys?
JC?
I actually didn't have much of a problem with the runtime. And, I mean, like I said, for sitting down and just kind of, if I being in the mood to watch an action movie, this wasn't that bad. I'm not a political person. I'm not all that into it, and I don't like when movies kind of force that upon me. And so, I mean, in that sense, this movie is kind of a bummer because all this stuff happened like 5 years ago or less than 5 years ago. And you know, it. I guess we're still investigating. You know, what solutions maybe came out of it, or what caused it, or who. You know, point is, people died, and it was very sad, and yeah, it kind of makes the movie a downer, even though a lot of people survived, and all the, you know, the soldiers essentially saved everybody they were supposed to, which is what their job was to be hired help to make sure nothing happened to these people, and that's what they did. But you know, with any Michael Bay movie, it's something I want to have fun with. And while the action was good, I just didn't have fun with it because it was based on a true story. If it was fictional, like Pain and Gain, or even Pain and Gain was based on a true story, but it took comedic, you know, twists and things like that. Yeah, I would give it 5 out of 10 hats that I'd want to rub my dick on, because even though the movie's a bummer, I was going to say that regardless.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I think, Ashley, you really summed it up with the whole, like, it's just such a bummer that, like, no one stepped in to say, this is wildly inappropriate and on so many levels to put this movie out, this type of movie out right now. And yet, if you want to make a theatrical film that's a documentary about it, that is indeed a different story. That's basically news reporting.
Yeah, of course.
This is propaganda. You know, yeah. And it wouldn't matter if it was trying to go to the left or the right. The point is right this second, it's a hot button issue. And it's like using Michael Bay's strategies, turning him into the, you know, what's her name? Lenny Riefenstein or whoever did Triumph of the Will. You know, like using his skills to try and sway people on how they feel about this issue right before the elections is kind of a dick move. Kind of an obvious move, and I think ultimately, even if you take all of that out of it, it was just another Michael Bay film, you know?
Yep.
Like, I don't know that much about all the very nitty-gritty particulars of what went down there. I know about as much as the average American does, and I've heard accusations and answers from both sides, but no, I can't say I've, like, read a book on it or anything at this point. But I do know that I felt a lot of this was going more of the level of opinion than hard facts for things that went down and the way that they went down. And I do know that 2.5 hours is way too long for a very standard grunts in a war movie situation. I mean, if there had been a moment at about the hour and a half mark where suddenly you see that pair of three red dots appear on a wall and predators start rolling in, and then they had to team up with the Libyans against the predators, I would have been like, yeah, this movie's okay. Mm-hmm. But that didn't happen. And what we got was a film that by the end I was like, what? Is it over? I give this 4... I don't even know. I don't even have the energy left to think of something.
It's late, people.
Yeah, I mean, for a movie that had this much action and like testosterone, it drained
us.
Why
are we all so tired?
Out of 10 somethings, I don't know.
Things, Jesus. You can rub your dick on stuff, too.
I'm going to rub my dick on it. I'll rub my dick on 4 out of 10 things.